For this Tuesday, June 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. More changes are coming to the Lloyd Expressway as part of the Lloyd for You project. Starting today, officials say one lane will be closed in each direction from St. Phillips Road to University Parkway. These lane changes will allow for the construction of crossovers that will be used in future Lloyd for You projects. The closure is expected to be in place for a month. The Alexandrian Public Library in Mount Vernon is trying to help the community with this week's heat. They want to remind the community that they are welcome inside to cool off this week. They say their air conditioning is running, the water fountain is flowing, and Wi-Fi is open and available. They are open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. They will be closed tomorrow for Juneteenth. The library will also be open on Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. and on Sunday from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. Coming up this evening is another market night for the Poseyville Farmers Market. It will take place from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Community Center on 60 North Church Street in Poseyville. This evening is Pioneer Night. It's a chance to learn how to make butter, make your own paper, and practice calligraphy writing. This week, there is also a $25 giveaway. Be sure to get a check mark for visiting each vendor and enter your name. There is a Boy Scout troop in Mount Vernon that is making sure flags can be retired with honor. Troop 375 is fixing up the American Legion's flag donation box. The box collects old flags so the Legion's veterans can appropriately burn them in a retirement ceremony on the 4th of July. One of the troop's own unveiled the box a few years ago as an Eagle Scout project. Since then, the box has seen a lot of use. The scouts have had to sand down the entire structure and repaint it so it's fresh and ready for this year's Independence Day ceremony. Some news just outside of Posey County. Community members in Evansville, who are also looking to get out of the heat, will have a new option from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. this week. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry says the C.K. Newsom Center has opened to the community as a cooling center. According to Mayor Terry, the American Red Cross is helping to provide water and supplies to those in the community who need them. As a reminder, Evansville Vanderburgh Public Library locations are also open to those who need a place to go inside and cool down with access to water fountains and bottle filling stations. Switching to some sports news, the St. Louis Cardinals started their series off down south in Miami last night with a thrilling 7-6 win in 12 innings over the Marlins. The Cardinals are back over 500 at 36-35 on the season. They continue their series tonight at the Marlins at 5-10. The Chicago Cubs lost a heartbreaking game at home against the San Francisco Giants 7-6 on Monday night. Chicago allowed a run in the 8th inning and 3 more runs in the 9th inning. The Cubs are now 34-39 on the year. Game 2 of that series is this evening at 7:05. The Cincinnati Reds fell in Pittsburgh to the Pirates 4-1. The Reds are now 34-38 in the season. Their series continues tonight at 5:40. And finishing up from the NBA, the Boston Celtics clinched their 18th title in franchise history last night as they thumped the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5, 106-88. Boston won the finals 4-1, and they went 16-3 during the entire playoffs. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, June 18th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.